G'day, Reece Down here. Welcome to episode 81 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Gaining Selection Confidence. And the reason why I want to do this episode is often I'll talk to people and selection for them and being in special operations is overwhelming. And I absolutely get that. I totally understand. When you're not in it, you look at special operations and it's quite sort of secretive, or at least it was, in actually what they do and how they do it and how to actually get there. And you really put them on a pedestal. You look at them and you think, fuck, those guys are awesome. They're super smart. They're knowledgeable. They're fucking athletes. You know, they're everything that you want to be. And sometimes you look at them, I remember I did, and I know a lot of dudes do, and women, you know, you look at these operators and you think, how could I do that? How could I ever get to that level? Right? It seems so far away. And depending on where you are in regards to your training, it is a fucking long way away, right? Some people might be quite young. You might be 16, 17, 18. You think, fuck, SF selection, it's just, I can't even see myself getting ready for that. Because the journey is actually very long. And there's a lot of things, a lot of steps you got to tick off, a lot of steps you got to take and things you got to tick off to actually finally get there. And that's why it can be so overwhelming. But that's why you have to start small. In any of these massive endeavors, you just have to start small. And what's interesting is even when we're in SF, that's what we used to do. If we were doing something, some kind of serial that we hadn't done for a while, and I remember doing this particularly in regards to airborne rappelling and caving ladder extraction, things like that, you would really start slow. It was all about crawling before you walk and then walking before you run. So that's really something you got to take into consideration and realize that even SF guys start at the bottom. They start slow because you're trying to build that confidence. If you go into something and you haven't done it for a while and you're just trying to reach that end product or end that end goal without having actually gone through the crawl, walk, run stage, all you're going to do is fuck up and you're going to take a massive confidence hit. And also there's safety protocols and all safety issues that we've got to be careful of, right? But my point is that even SF operators start small. You just don't necessarily go to the end result that you want without going through all the steps to build your confidence so you know that you can get there and you're building the skill sets at the same time. But you, as you go along the way, you're ticking these boxes off and you're gaining confidence from that. And that's what you want to do in regards to selection. You look at selection, you look at SF operating, and go, that's what I want to be. How can I get there? All right, and it might seem a fucking long way away and overwhelming, but we just got to start small. It would be the same thing as if you look at surfing, for example, and you started surfing, you think, oh, I want to surf, you know, 8-10 foot waves. You're not just going to go out there and try and surf 8-10 foot waves because that's going to be fucking dangerous and it's going to massively affect your confidence if you actually tried to do that, okay? And you're probably going to drown, right? So don't do that. But you would just start learning to surf, get that down pat, surf on 1 foot wave, 2 foot waves, 3 foot waves, and you're building a confidence along the way. And you can do other things outside of that as well, working on your fitness, right? You can test different equipment, test different boards, see what works best for you. You could do a course on improving your breath hold, for example. So all these things are going to build up and you're ticking off all these steps to improve your confidence. Same as ultra marathon. When I read the ultra marathon, the 100K, there's no way I'm just going to jump off the couch and fucking run 100Ks, all right? I'm probably going to get injured. I'm not going to make it. And then my confidence is going to take a hit, all right? Because I would have failed. But what I did and what you would do if you're going to run a marathon is just break it down. Get a coach. Start by running 500 meters or a kilometer. Make sure you got the right equipment. Test different bits of equipment. Make sure you got your nutrition on point and your hydration on point. And then you build up 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers. And then you run 10 kilometers. You think, fuck, I can run half marathon maybe. Because if you run 10 kilometers, you could probably run 15 and then 20 and then 21.2. And then once you've done that, why can't you run 42 kilometers? And then why can't you run a 50K trail race? And then the 100 kilometer ultra marathon trail run doesn't seem too crazy, or it seems a hell of a lot less crazy than if you hadn't done all that training beforehand and ticked off all those boxes by doing those shorter runs and building up the confidence. And the same as a lot of different activities like Formula One racing. They're not starting, they're not jumping in a Formula One car and going around the track at 330 kilometers an hour. They're starting slow. They've been doing it for a number of years since they're a kid, and they're building up confidence as they go along. Same as skydiving, right? If you're going to do free fall skydiving, they're not just going to give you a rig and say, jump out of the fucking plane. Of course not. You're going to do it with instructors, with two instructors, right? You're going to start ticking off these boxes. And as you tick it off, you're going to get confidence, confidence in your ability, confidence in the equipment. And by the end, you jump out by yourself and you've got a bunch of equipment attached to you. You've got your rifle, you've got your night vision, and you're good to go, right? Because you've built it up over a long period of time and you've ticked off all these boxes. So in regards to selection, yes, it's overwhelming. Yes, you have to be good. Yes, it's fucking hard to get in, but you need to break it down. What am I going to do right now? If selections is 2 or 3 years away, what are the steps I need to take to get there? Just break it all down. Can I learn a number of different knots? Start with one. Can you tie a figure of eight knot? Learn that. Then you've got the confidence in that, you can do some more. What about navigation? Learn some navigation. Walk a kilometer. Build up your confidence. Walk 2 kilometers. Do a resection. Do a back bearing. Understand the map to ground. Now you're building your confidence in regards to navigation. That's just one element of selection that you're going to be tested. Physical training. If I count back, if I've got 2 years out from selection, what do I need to be ticking off? If you've identified your 3.2K run is where you're struggling, what do I need to aim for right now? Something like 9 minutes for a 2.4. All right, so if you can do 9 minutes for a 2.4, you're probably going to be able to move on and do 3.2K in 16 minutes with webbing, with boots, with a rifle. All right, you're not just going to run straight up, 3.2K run, you're going to blow it out your ass and your confidence is going to take a hit. But if you build up slowly over time with all these different elements that you need to be across for selection, you are going to start to build that confidence in yourself. You're going to start to build that confidence in your ability to learn things, right? Not just for selection, but for Rio as well. So once you get to a point, and the saying I like to tell people in my program is that you don't need to necessarily have the confidence to say right now, if you, especially if you're a long way out for selection, that I'm definitely going to pass selection. If you're a long ways out from it and you've got a lot of work to do, you don't need to say that now, right? But what you want to do is say to yourself that I'm confident and I believe that I can improve. I believe that I can look at all these components that I need to learn and these areas where I need to develop in and break that down and say, yep, I can learn that knot. I can improve my push-ups from 20 cadence to 40 cadence. I can improve my 400 meter swim from 18 minutes down to 16 minutes. I can improve my stomp from 10 kilometers in 90 minutes to 11.5 kilometers in 90 minutes. I can learn all the different weapons I need to for selection. I can get comfortable working with heights. I can get comfortable working in confined spaces. I can make sure that my first aid is good to go. So I have the confidence in myself that I can actually improve in these areas and I can start to tick off slowly in small increments all the steps that I need to do and the steps I need to take before I'm ready for selection. And if you build that up over quite a period of time, depending on how long you're out from selection, by the time you get to selection, you should have confidence that you've done everything that you can and should and needed to do by the time you get to selection. And then it's about executing. And even when you're on selection, your confidence is going to take a hit. Right, you are going to fuck something up on selection or Rio or even in the unit. And when that happens, you just got to think, what can I do right now? How can I make this situation better? How can I improve? How can I win the day? How can I win the morning? How can I win the very next activity I have to fucking do after I stuffed up? And that's all you can do. So if you're one of these guys and girls that are feeling completely overwhelmed about selection and becoming an operator, and you're not sure how you're going to do it, backtrack. Get it down, and I would suggest a mind map. Get it down on a mind map, and you write down every single thing you need to do and the steps that you need to take in all of these activities and do one of them. Learn one knot. Get your map out and understand grid bearings and magnetic bearings. Learn the first aid for a snake bite. Learn target indications. just one thing in all these different areas. Get a training program. Look at the very first day. Do that. And as you start ticking off all these things, that's how you gain the confidence in yourself to understand, believe that you can improve in all these areas. You just got to do it slowly and you got to give yourself enough time. And if you need any help, make sure you hit me up, Reese, R-H-Y-S, Reese@OperatorEdge.com. Send me an email or check out OperatorEdge.com/selection. But that's it for this episode in gaining selection confidence. Hope you got something out of it. Hope you understand what you need to do now to start building that confidence so you can eventually be ready and feel ready and turn up to selection ready. All right, thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.